This is Best of All, saluting this evening a new and exciting experience in motion pictures, Cinerama Holiday. This is Kenneth Banghart speaking as we bring you another special program in NBC's series Best of All. Starring tonight, Lowell Thomas, Louis de Rochemont, Morton Gould, the Cinerama Orchestra, John and Betty Marsh of Kansas City, Missouri, and Fred and Beatrice Troller of Zurich, Switzerland, who took part in the making of this thrilling screen adventure, Cinerama Holiday. Cinerama is an entirely different film entertainment, and to help us understand it, we have called on one of its pioneers, Lowell Thomas. Lowell, because there are many people who have never seen it, would you explain just what Cinerama is?
Okay, Ken, and good evening, everybody. Speaking of Cinerama, the idea was born about 20 years ago when the late Fred Waller was head of Paramount's special effects department. We were working together at Paramount in those days. Always a scientist, Fred was searching for a method of recreating reality. And he noticed that a wide-angle lens sometimes gave him a three-dimensional effect. Some other observations convinced Fred that our sense of depth comes partly out of what we see with our peripheral vision, that is, out of the corners of our eyes. After years and years of experimenting, he finally evolved a sort of Rube Goldberg contraption consisting of multiple cameras mounted as one. And with this, he found he could take pictures that, when projected on a special screen, could so recreate what he had filmed that the viewer, well, he seemed to be right in the picture. All of us who made the first production, This is Cinerama, the one that has broken all records, we knew from the beginning that we had something revolutionary, a new experience for man. And now, here it comes again. Number two. A superb new production produced by Louis de Rochemont called Cinerama Holiday. The story of two young couples, not actors, they are just real people. Attractive, likable young folks like your own youngsters. The story begins when these two young couples are about to start off on a holiday and they meet at the St. Louis Municipal Airport. Fred and Beatrice Troller of Zurich, Switzerland arrive by plane for a visit to America. John and Betty Marsh from this country taking off for a whirl around Europe. And then through the eyes of these four young people, off we go together to roam all over Europe and America, having ourselves a high old time.
Thank you, Lowell Thomas. The first place visited by John and Betty Marsh, the American couple, is the famous winter sports resort high in the Swiss Alps, St. Moritz. Here, after an exciting day of skiing and skating, they gather with friends to enjoy the traditional serving of cheese fondue, which is always accompanied by the singing of the Hapsasa song. And here is the Cinerama Orchestra and Chorus, as directed in the film by Jack Shaneman, the Hapsasa.
You'll find Ninety two, sa sa, lady, lady,
you don't speak a word of Swiss, but still would like a good night kiss. So remember my advice, you'll never, never miss.
Whisper that you love, what? Sa sa,
hi lady,
hi lo, hi lady, hi lo. You'll find she too loves, what? Sa sa, oh lady, lady,
while at St. Moritz, John Marsh has an adventure which is thrillingly recorded in Cinerama Holiday when he takes the hair-raising bobsled ride down Horseshoe Corner at the record-breaking speed of 120 miles. To bring you some of the excitement of that ride, NBC's Ben Grauer went over to a preview of Cinerama Holiday and from his seat in the theater gives you his impression of that breathtaking bobsled run.
The voice on the Cinerama screen said it's too late now. That meant that we're off, and you feel as though I'm actually in the sled. It's picking up speed, and I find myself scrunching down into my seat here in the Cinerama Theater and hanging on to the arms of my chair. Oh, excuse me, sir. Hanging on to the arms of my neighbor.
Shooting past us at dizzying speed are the high icy walls of the sled run itself. We're on a straightaway now. There's some trees ahead, and I can't see what's ahead there. Looks like a curve to the left, and it is. We're going up the side of the right bank of the sled run. Now we're straightening away again. Oh, up to the left now. The number of turns is coming to watch us. Oh, my stomach is still with me. Another turn to the right. Everything seems to be turning each way at the same time. Getting handy. I'm going just one way at one time. I think I'll just grip my teeth on this next turn.
The left. Scream of that ice, of those cutters running, cutting into the ice. And now we're quieting down a little bit, but this sled is going fast as any automobile I've ever been. Here's another curve. I find myself scrunching right down in my seat. And here's another one. And another. I don't know what's happening to the pit of my stomach. I think it left it way up in the back there at the top of this bobsled run. After that turn, we kind of quiet down. We just went under a railroad bridge, and I think we've got a more open, level part of the run now, going a little slower. And here's an upgrade. Whoopsie daisy. And another one. Whoop. Anchorman. And here we are at the bottom of the run. Oh, boy.
And now I'd like you to meet the young man who took the ride that Ben Grauer just described, John Marsh.
Hello, Cam.
Hi, John. Now, I know that you're a dentist and that you're in business with your dad out in Kansas City. But how did you feel when you found that you were going to appear in Cinerama Holiday?
Well, when you see Cinerama Holiday in a theater, it sort of raises you out of your seat. And
We've been sort of floating around 2 feet off the ground ever since Cinerama came into our lives.
Well, the other half of that we that John refers to is his lovely and charming wife, Betty. Hi, Betty.
Hello.
Tell me, had you ever been to Europe before?
No, neither of us had. That was one of the main reasons we were chosen.
Now, our other guests are the young Swiss couple who have probably seen more of America than most Americans. Fred and Beatrice Troller of Zurich, Switzerland. Fred, you and Beatrice, if I'm not mistaken, had a very unusual method of transportation when you went sightseeing here in America.
Yes, we traveled by Malta scooter.
Well, tell me, would you recommend it for cross-country travel?
Well, the scooter only broke down once. That was out west, and Fred tried to cross a stream, and the water floated in the motor or something.
How about you, Fred?
But if that hadn't happened, then we wouldn't have met those Apache Indians.
Now tell me, what else did you see in America?
Las Vegas, you know, they even use slot machines in the beauty parlors.
One of the biggest thrills came to me in New Orleans. I have always been crazy about American jazz, and it was wonderful to see the place where the jazz was born.
Well, now, Fred, we're going to recreate that part of your visit for you now as we hear from the soundtrack of Cinerama Holiday, Tiger Rag, played by the late Papa Celestine and his boys at the Absinthe House on Bourbon Street. You are listening to Best of All, and tonight we're bringing you highlights from the new Cinerama production, Cinerama Holiday. Lowell Thomas, Louis de Rochemont, Morton Gould, and the stars of Cinerama Holiday, John and Betty Marsh, and Fred and Beatrice Troller are among the celebrities appearing on the program. Part two will follow after a brief pause for station identification.
Stay tuned for more of Best of All over most NBC radio stations.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight, our special program is devoted to the new Cinerama production, Cinerama Holiday, which will have its world premiere tomorrow night here in New York. Some of those people concerned with the making of Cinerama Holiday are with us tonight, and we'll hear from Lowell Thomas, Louis de Rochemont, Martin Gould, the Cinerama Orchestra, and John and Betty Marsh of Kansas City, and Fred and Beatrice Troller of Zurich, Switzerland. Here now is Lowell Thomas.
Whenever I try to think of a word to describe the Cinerama process and what it can do, I always seem to come back to the word adventure. In fact, two words, personal adventure. Not only does the process put new means at the disposal of the film producer, making it possible for him to communicate a lot of new experiences to us, it also opens up endless new vistas to be explored, all of which Louis de Rochemont had in mind when he made Cinerama Holiday, a new experience in the world of entertainment.
Thank you, Lowell Thomas. There are many reasons for undertaking a holiday production. First among these is the delight we all take when we have an opportunity to enjoy a real holiday, a delight which sometimes seems to stem purely from the fact that we are doing new things. Cinerama Holiday may be called a tribute to the joys of the world, perhaps, and it was intended to be this in part. But like any real holiday, it has its somber moments when we all sense and come to understand a little bit more of the world around us. A holiday may be simply one day when all work stops, or it may be a day when we have an opportunity to feel a new experience, to look at a work of art, to be with new people, and observe and take part in their customs. In one sense, a holiday is fun, a treat, and a rest. In another, it's a chance to see and enjoy those threads of life which we may be overlooking from day to day. It is with all these in mind that I have made Cinerama Holiday, that each one of us might share an adventure in which we experience new situations and find pleasure and joy in a world which has become unbelievably small, but in a world which is surely worth knowing and understanding.
Thank you, Louis de Rochemont. A very effective contribution to the beauty of Cinerama Holiday is its music score. The music, composed by Morton Gould, has been made into an orchestral suite, and we will hear it now as recorded and conducted by Morton Gould. You've heard part one of Morton Gould's orchestral suite from Cinerama Holiday. Right now, we're pleased to welcome Mr. Robert Moskin, one of the editors of the Woman's Home Companion, who will present a special award to Mr. Gould for his Cinerama Holiday music score. Mr. Moskin?
Thank you, Mr. Bankhart. Morton, I'm here to initiate you into a very special Hall of Fame. Each month, the Woman's Home Companion has the honor of giving a unique award in the world of music. It goes to an artist who has produced a popular recording that everyone in America ought to hear. The recording artist who receives this Record of the Month award is selected by a panel of top disc jockeys, men who know their music. When these experts honor a recording artist, you can be sure he deserves it. Tonight's award is truly something special. This March issue marks the Woman's Home Companion Record of the Month anniversary. Our award is exactly 1 year old. And also, the award tonight goes to an artist who has recorded music he himself composed. Morton, an artist like you who can both create and record exciting, carefree music like this is wonderful to have around. Therefore, it gives me great pleasure, Morton Gould, in the name of the Disc Jockeys of America and the editors of the Woman's Home Companion, to bestow on you the Companion Record of the Month Award for your wonderfully gay new RCA Victor release, Music from Cinerama Holiday.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate this award from the Woman's Home Companion. I enjoy doing the music for this exciting picture, and I hope everyone enjoys listening to it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Now we continue with the orchestral suite from Cinerama Holiday as we hear part two.
Thank you.
That was the orchestral suite based on Morton Gould's score for Cinerama Holiday. And I'm sure that it must have brought back some pleasant memories for the Marshes and the Trollers. How about you, Betty Marsh?
Oh, Ken, it brought back all the beautiful things we saw when spring came to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Those wide boulevards with all the fashion shops along the way. And sidewalk cafes, charming little places under the chestnut trees. And parks full of people and children.
Bookstalls, too?
Oh, those bookstalls
along the
same
there. Yes, I well remember. Well, the music bring back any memories for you, John?
Oh, yes. It brought back Notre Dame Cathedral, the music that we heard there, and the museums. The Mona Lisa and the Winged Victory, and all those things are very majestic, and it brings those back.
I also think you went to a nightclub, too.
Oh, yeah, the Lido. It was really spectacular.
And how about the Trollers, Beatrice?
I remember one of the loveliest sights I've ever seen was the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yes.
Seen from the Mark Hopkins Hotel in San Francisco.
The top of the Mark, yes. And Fred, how about you?
I had always had an ambition that I thought I would never attain, because it isn't every day that the commercial artist gets to take a ride in a jet plane. So in Cinerama Holiday, it was given the chance, and that was one of my greatest thrills.
With the realism that Cinerama gives to every experience, that jet ride is an experience I don't think anyone who sees Cinerama Holiday will soon forget. And to give our listeners some idea of the excitement and fun, here is NBC's Ben Grauer describing his sensations while watching this particular sequence.
First flight in the jet, but at this moment, even more important, it will be the pilot's first landing on a carrier deck.
As I sit here in my chair in the theater, I have an immediate sensation of flight. Imagine taking off from Broadway and 47th Street, but that's what we've done. We're cruising the Atlantic now, the blue Atlantic with a streak of white. That's the wake of this aircraft carrier ahead of us. She was a mile or two ahead, and now she's just yards ahead, and we're coming in for our landing. A little dip of the wing to the left. No, that's a pass that he didn't like, and he's taking off and up into the blue again. We've passed over to the left of the ship. Let's see what the pilot's got to say. I'm trying to judge by the movements of the ship, of the plane. Yes, we're going to make another pass. We're a mile off the stern of the carrier and coming in dead on to the stern. I judge that we're going to hit right in the middle, right land right in the middle of the stern of the aircraft carrier. He's got a little... There's the man on the left signaling us. He's cut his motors. The impact. And we're stopped. With amazing suddenness, the plane's brought to a complete stop by the arresting gear of the carrier. And there's another one coming in to the right of us, being signaled in. Now that he's clear of the arresting gear, we're rolling along the deck of the carrier, broad as a giant ballroom, way down to the prow. To the front of the ship. I guess they'll take care of us over there and clear the deck, of course, for the next jet that wants to come in.
Getting back to music, the variety of Mr. Gould's score is enormous, ranging from the lilt to the Cinerama Holiday theme to the carefree fun of our next composition, The Skater's Waltz.
Here now is the Cinerama Orchestra with the U.S. Naval Academy Choir to sing Hail to Our Land, as composed and directed by Jack Shadman.
Go forward, men of courage, in the freedom fight. Let every pirate feel your might. Onward and forward, all unite, and relentlessly march on. We know that freedom's constant price is vigilance. We'll hold the sword and pray the Lord for guidance toward our goal of peace and justice. Hail to our land, the land of liberty.
As the first two productions in the Cinerama process have proven, it can not only roam the world, but it can also explore the mind and enter into the affairs of the human heart. Waiting to be brought to life through this special medium are all the wonders of the world and the wondrous variety of human experience. The third production is already in the planning stages, and to tell us what is being planned, here is Lowell Thomas.
Well, let's see. In the first place, Ken, it's far beyond the planning stage. We have two crews in the field right now. Four directors in the field at work on the third production. And it's more than one half completed. In fact, I've just come in from a flight around the world working on this third one. General Cooper and I have actually been working on it for more than a year. It's the story of the seven wonders of the modern world. We're going to bring them up to date and give you all sorts of thrills. But the story of the hour is Cinerama Holiday. That's the second one. It's here now. And it will, I'm sure, be on for a long, long run.
You've been listening to Best of All, tonight featuring music and highlights from the new Cinerama production, Cinerama Holiday. Our guests, Lowell Thomas, Louis de Rochemont, Martin Gould, the Cinerama Orchestra, John and Betty Marsh, and Fred and Beatrice Troller. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week, when we'll bring you a musical salute to the National Association of Negro Musicians on Best of All. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Voutsas.
Enjoy the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.